If you take your Bibles, I'd like to just look at some verses in the 101st Psalm. Psalm 101. The psalm is entitled the Psalm of David. And here David expresses his desire. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within mine house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. I believe David wrote this when he was king. What does this have to do with called unto holiness? What does this have to do with our time here at Pilgrim Camp? What does this have to do when we leave Pilgrim Camp and go back to the real world? I'd like to say that this is the real world, and it doesn't get more real than this. In one sense. In one sense, right?
Because this is real.
And what the world has, it's not real. But I know exactly what you mean. So what does this have to do with anything? This morning we sang in closing, Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. And we remember God's faithfulness. We remembered God's faithfulness to this camp. We remembered God's faithfulness to us individually. But then the prayer that was prayed at the end turned it around. Now Brother John prayed that we in turn would be what? Faithful. Faithful. His faithfulness ought to beget in me a faithfulness to Him. I need to be faithful to Him. By His grace, I'll be true. And here David expresses his desire. I want to walk before God with a perfect heart. Now, if we took this for our time, just let's start here. We're here at camp together, right? For however long it may be, 1 week, 2 weeks. Could we endeavor by God's grace? I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Do we need wisdom? Anyone need wisdom?
Yes.
Do you need wisdom?
Oh, yeah.
We need to know how to walk before God in a way that pleases Him. And I trust that in these days He will help us, and that we'll seek for His wisdom to walk before Him in a way that pleases Him. Sister Frances talked about being a counselor and having to depend upon God. What a wonderful lesson that is. When we learn to lean upon Him and to be able to say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I need You. And we ought to approach life like that and say, Lord, I don't know how to live this life. But I want to please you. I want to walk before you with a perfect heart. Now you might say, well, no one's perfect. Well, we can debate that. I don't think that's really the heart of this. But the idea is that my heart is yielded to him. It's all his. And then he talks about the different ones that he doesn't want to have company with. And how important that is, that we choose our friends wisely. We need Christian friends. Did you hear that tonight? Did you hear the benefit of having a real Christian friend? How important that is. You know, this past week, we had a vacation Bible school at one of the housing, New York City housing developments near our church. And there's just literally, I'm going to say, thousands of people that live in that small, you know, confines of maybe 3 or 4 city blocks. And I just saw the awful peer pressure that these kids are subjected to. There's this little guy, they call him Peanut. He comes to our Sunday school. Peanut. He's a peanut. He's like this. Okay? His real name is Kendo. But, you know, he runs with the big boys. You know, and that's the role model. They're his, you know, heroes. And we're trying to present the gospel to them. And the distractions are all around. Oh, come over here. You know, and the game is over here. And the fight is over here. And there's just so many of them. And I thought to myself, the pressure that these kids are under to just be like everyone else. You know, to fit in. And just conform. And it's only the power of God that breaks that. It's only the power of God that's going to keep us. But we don't have to cave into that pressure. You know, but let me tell you about this little boy. Nobody brings him to church. He walks to church. He's like 8 years old. And he walks to church by himself. Because he has a desire in his heart to be in God's house. Amen. But the conflict and the battle over souls. And so the importance of surrounding ourselves, and for many of them, there's really no choice, you know. I mean, he makes that choice to come to church, but, you know, he goes back to a situation and a community that's just totally unsupportive of his faith in Jesus. And so when we can choose to have godly friends, godly influences in our life, what a blessing that is. And that goes for us as adults as well. We need Christian friends. Brothers and sisters that will stand with us and pray with us and encourage us and tell us the truth in love. And so as we go into our time here together at camp, I just see again the importance. Let's make the most of this time. It doesn't go just for the counselors. I'm not speaking just to the counselors, but all of us. We're here to see God's work go forward, aren't we? We're here for souls. And so we want to walk before him, called unto holiness. Praise his dear name. That's my favorite verse. This blessed secret to faith now made plain. And here it is. Not my own righteousness. It's not about me being good enough or trying harder to be good. I'm at camp now. I have to be good, right? Kayla, you better be good. It's not about trying to be good, because we're never going to be good enough. Not my own righteousness, but Christ within, living, reigning, saving from sin. Let in the overcomer, he'll conquer. And we try and we try and we fail. And we haven't learned the secret. What's the secret? I just said it. Let in the overcomer, he will conquer thee. Thy broken spirit, taken in sweet captivity, will glory in his triumph. Jesus died and rose again, that I might walk in newness of life. The old is gone. Hallelujah. But I'd like us just to look at this sixth verse. It says, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. Now I know the psalm was written by David. But if we could hear our Savior say these words. I believe tonight that we're here at Pilgrim Camp because we desire to be faithful to God. I believe there's a desire in every heart to be faithful to Him. And so the Lord says, my eyes are upon the faithful. And I believe his eyes are upon us, every one of us. My eyes are upon the faithful in the land. And the first thing that follows, that they may dwell with me. Do you want God to bring you, as it were, into his house? I want you to live with me. Ken, come live with me. Should I do that? No. But God says that. You're faithful. I want you to come and live with me. I want you to really know me. And I believe he's brought us to camp because he wants us to know him. And he wants us to, there's another word that we have in the Bible, abide. Abide. And that means to dwell with. Jesus says, I want you to abide in me. I want to come and make my abode with you. I want to live with you. And so there's that fellowship, there's that relationship that we're called into. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. That comes first. And then it continues, he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. I just thought, we're here to serve God, right? And that's what he desires. He's looking for those who are faithful, who love him, who want to please him. And he says, first of all, you're going to come and you're going to live with me. I want you to dwell with me, and then you're going to serve me. And so whatever we do, our brother Phil, he said, you know, whatever I do, now he's going to work on ground. So when he picks up the garbage and he's raking the leaves or whatever, mowing the lawn, he's just going to be saying, Lord, I'm here to live with you and serve you. Because, Lord, that's your desire. That's what God wants. And it's important that we realize that that dwelling comes before the serving. He wants us to have a relationship with him, first of all. And out of that relationship flows the service. I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. And so as I said, these are the words of David, but let's hear our Lord say it to us tonight. My faithful ones, I want you to dwell with me.
I want you to abide, to learn to abide with me moment by moment. And I want you to serve me. We serve him in the power that he gives, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so let's open our hearts to him. Again, he's spoken to us in so many different ways tonight. But I believe everything comes together. And it's something that God does. And we want to hear him speak to us. And not only that, we want to respond in a way that pleases him, in a way of faith. And say, yes, Lord, that's what I desire. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by thy power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord. Lord, you know our hearts tonight. Lord, I pray that if there's not a desire to truly live for you and walk before you with a perfect heart, I pray, Lord, that you'd convict us. Lord, we want to be real. Lord, I pray for each one that's here, those on the staff, those who are here as guests. Pray, Lord Jesus, that we truly would have a desire to walk before you in holiness and truth. And Lord, we know that as we do, that you will manifest yourself to us, that you will make yourself real to us, that we will sense your presence and your nearness throughout the day. And that's what we want, Lord. We want to dwell with you. And then, Lord, as we serve, I pray, Lord, it'll be because we love you. Lord, you give us the strength. You give us the grace to serve you acceptably. Lord, again, we thank you because you've drawn so near to us tonight. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue your work in us. Yes. That moment by moment we would receive life from above. As we give ourselves to you in worship, as we give ourselves to you in praise and adoration, as we submit ourselves to you, as we surrender to you, as we offer ourselves as living sacrifices, Lord, you come and you take us and you pour in your life. We ask these things that you may be glorified, that your name may be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing together number 345. Let's stand as we sing. I have heard thy voice, and it's all thine.
My mom to pray with us in closing, and then after she does, we are free to go. I'd encourage you to spend some time with the Lord. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour. Now, I know some of you are tired, and so maybe you ought to go to sleep, but I think we ought to spend some time waiting upon God if we can. And just ask him now, Lord, what did you say to me tonight? Maybe it wasn't a song. Maybe it wasn't a testimony. But the Lord has spoken. And we don't want to let those words slip away. So we want to say, Lord, what did you say to me tonight? What is it you want to do for me yet? Write it upon my heart. Change my heart. Oh, Jesus, come to me in all your fullness. And so as we go from this place, let's go quietly. As we stay and pray, let's just really touch God together and pray for one another. So come, Mom, pray with us, please.
Dear Lord, we thank you for speaking to us again. We believe, Lord, that we are all here by your appointment.
Yes, Lord.
For this time. And we pray that you will accomplish everything that you have planned for each one of us.
Yes, Lord.
So that we might serve you here and then as we go home. We ask you to help us, Lord. You see our weakness.
Yes, Lord.
You are here to be our strength and accomplish your will in each life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you.